Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. May the force be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Gary Moore back on the show. Gary is the founder of the Financial Seminary, a nonprofit ministry. He's a recovering Wall Street expert. He's a financial planner extraordinaire, author of a number of books, including Spiritual Investments, Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton, which is my favorite book in my library. Look up America, also Faithful Finances 101. He's our good friend, Gary Moore. Welcome back.
Good to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Oh, so, Gary, you and I have been dancing around with this idea of what's going to happen to capitalism when it grows up. And is it going to be anything that any of us are going to want to recognize? And at what point in time are we going to figure out that maybe what we have now isn't serving us like it should? And you wrote a piece recently called Responsible Capitalism. Tell us what that means.
I want you to think about two people, Jim. One is a Nobel laureate economist named Milton Friedman.
Right.
He said the only social responsibility of a corporation is to make money for shareholders. In other words, the S&P 500 shouldn't really care about your small businesses that supply to them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they should just squeeze them until they can make the most money from corporations. Jack Welch, several years ago, the legendary chairman of CEO of General Electric, called that the world's dumbest idea in an interview.
Yep.
And recently,
but we have to. I think it's important to point out that Friedman said that probably 40 or 50 years ago.
Yeah, and there's actually Forbes magazine had a piece by two law professors from the University of Chicago, where Friedman was, who said today Friedman would probably not say that, and he would change his mind about it. But it's still probably, I would say, the most influential idea among the CEOs of America.
For that idea to continue to prevail as a guiding principle is what's frightening. I wonder, Gary, if Friedman wasn't sort of thinking of his comment wasn't sort of an invisible hand kind of a comment, meaning that they in doing what they do, only trying to drive share price. Because Wall Street played on Main Street too, and they were a leading indicator of the economy, maybe that kind of behavior was helping everybody, was raising all boats.
Oh, yeah. There was the idea, the ideology years ago was, of course, a rising tide lifts all boats. And I think that's somewhat been dispelled by the last 20, 30 years.
It has not been happening for the last 20 years. That's right.
It has not been happening. And that's where we're sort of at a dead end. My conservative friends, were making the argument again that if we just cut taxes on corporations and the affluent, that it'll trickle down. And my friend Sir John Templeton used to say, oh, time morality may trickle down, but money doesn't tend to that much. But anyway, the other idea out there from people, from a thinker who people might recognize is a guy named Peter Drucker. Probably Steve Forbes once said the ability of Peter Drucker to predict the future was uncanny. He was a management consultant and just an absolute brilliant guy. And he wrote a book called Post-Capitalist Society. Mm-hmm. He saw this coming. He said CEO compensation, for example, was like watching pigs at the trough. And he said that the corporations, and he pointedly in Chapter 5 of that book said Milton Friedman was wrong. We got to get rid of this idea. Making money is the first responsibility of a corporation, otherwise it'll go out of business. But it is not the only social responsibility. In other words, the S&P 500 should be concerned about their small business suppliers, should be concerned about customer well-being, should be concerned about their neighborhoods, and so on. We've actually seen that from Donald Trump recently when he's talking about all of the companies that are offshoring their manufacturing. In essence, mm-hmm. he's saying these companies have a social responsibility to their communities and to their nation to keep some of that business here. Okay? It's debatable. You can argue it both ways, and people do. But generally, there's a big question of whether corporations have a social responsibility or not. And I happen to believe in social responsibility. As a Judeo-Christian, the old concept of love thy neighbor as thyself, I believe, extends to all organizations, whether it's think about your church. If your pastor said to you, Jim, we're only going to take care of people within this church, what would you think? Yeah. That doesn't ring
right.
Or the Rotary Club,
mm-hmm.
okay? Or
Gary, hold on to that thought. Folks, we come back. Gary's right about what these companies should be doing, but I think, and I think he agrees with me, that this isn't something that has to be imposed upon them. Doing right by everybody is good business. It's the best business practice, and that's the direction I want to ask Gary to go in when we come back. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blessing, and stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.